The weather in these first few weeks of 2021 has been as cold and wet as usual for this time of year. At least we haven't seen much snow. But if it does snow, I'll be able to sit at my study window and watch the cars going up and down the hill, perhaps a little more slowly than they sometimes do, although the speed bumps that were applied to our road in 2013 have done little to slow some people down. But what about the cyclists, I wonder? How would they cope with the white stuff? I remember cycling to work when I was younger, and I was teaching in one of the universities in Dublin. There were occasional winters when it snowed a bit, but there was one winter when a short period of really heavy snow brought the city to a standstill for days. The university was closed for a whole week, although some staff succeeded in struggling in. In those days, I didn't drive a car. I cycled the 2 miles to work in the morning and the 2 miles home again in the evening. It was really cold that week, so the snow didn't melt for several days. Instead, cars and bikes created deep ruts in the snow, and the ruts froze hard. That made it difficult to cycle with any confidence. Like others on their bikes, I tried to avoid skidding and falling off by looking down as I went, careful to make sure I stayed in the same rut all the time. My progress was slow and wobbly. Slow and wobbly, that is, until I discovered there was a better way. Instead of looking down and concentrating on my chosen rut, I looked up and ahead. Strange as it may seem, I made faster progress, and I didn't fall off. Yesterday we looked at Psalm 37, with its advice on how not to get steamed up at times like this. Look up, look ahead, be constructive. Two of those we've already thought about. Look up. That's what we're thinking about now. And today's reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, where Jesus warns his disciples that there would be times of great stress throughout history, he says, "When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Note the command, "Lift up your heads." Yes, a bit like cycling in the snow. When we say the Lord's Prayer, asking God, "Your kingdom come," we're doing the same thing. We're looking up. Because the one who taught us to say these words and to look up has died and has been raised. Because of that, we can know that the kingdom really is on its way.